Be kind to yourself and somebody else, and go sign up for the class, okay? Just get it done.
Correspondent Ryan Brown.
Operations are underway. The Australian government has also offered its support to the U.S. effort, but this is being U.S.-led and primarily by the crew aboard the USS Bonham Richard attempting to locate these three remaining Marines.
About 30 members of Venezuela's National Guard have surrounded the offices of the country's chief prosecutor before her possible removal by the new Constitutional Assembly. The troops have blocked access to the building in downtown Caracas, where her office is located. She has tweeted photos of the troop movements and says the troops are taking part in a, quote, arbitrary siege of her office. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Justice Department is preparing to punish leakers of secret information.
Referrals for investigations of classified leaks to the Department of Justice from our intelligence agencies have exploded.
Sessions told reporters on Friday that leaks undermine national security. A conviction on 3 of 8 counts of securities fraud that could send him to prison for 20 years hasn't silenced the so-called pharma bro Martin Shkreli. He spoke to reporters moments after the verdict on Friday.
This was a witch hunt of epic proportions, and maybe they found one or two broomsticks, but at the end of the day, we've been acquitted of the most important charges in this case, and I'm delighted to report that.
Shkreli was convicted in federal court on charges that he deceived investors in 2 failed hedge funds. He predicted that he would not be sentenced to prison. Within an hour of the verdict, Shkreli was live streaming himself. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The Newport Jazz Festival is underway.
The festival began in 1954 as a way to spice up summers in the Rhode Island resort town, and it's now held annually at Fort Adams overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. The Branford Marcellus Quartet and banjo player Rhiannon Giddens, who was also featured at last week's folk festival, hit the stage today, and tomorrow, singer-songwriter Andra Day and the Maria Schneider Orchestra are among those scheduled to close out the festival. I'm Mike Ramirez.
45 years ago today, August 5th, 1972, Atlanta Braves slugger Hank Aaron hit his 660th and 661st career home runs to break Babe Ruth's record for most home runs with one team. And 10 years ago today, San Francisco Giant slugger Barry Bonds broke the home run record long held by Aaron by hitting his 756th home run. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved ones. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Tammy Madrid. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Looking forward to a good show today. How about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I guess that's kind of a loaded question. You're like, actually, I'm not looking forward to the show. this is horrible.
But, since I have to be here.
That's right. No, you're here, you know, because you love it.
No, I love it. It's great.
Right. That's right.
It's a good time.
So I always ask you, you know, how's everything going with you? How's the weather? Loving the weather?
I wish it weren't as hot as it is, but
that's right. It is toasty, but that's okay. And good. All right. Well, we do have an exciting show ahead of us, so let's get right to it. We have Tracy Ayers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm going to mess things up the whole time. So, and Tracy is with Preferred Assisted Living. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
I know we did a lot of talking before the show, so hopefully we're not just going to stare at us during this, but stare at each other and figure out what to talk about. But we will talk about everything when it comes to assisted living and the wonderful company that you run. But before we get started into all that stuff, let's talk about you a little. I always like to put our guests on a hot seat and talk about Tracy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you. Like you said, my name is Tracy Ayers, and I am one of the owners of Preferred Assisted Living. We've got four residential care facilities here in Albuquerque. We have two in Las Cruces and one actually being built in Las Cruces right now.
Excellent, excellent. Well, now I definitely know assisted living. We'll talk assisted living, but tell us about yourself. What do you like to do? I think we talked about you love the lake, you love the outdoor stuff. That's great. Love New Mexico weather, of course. You
absolutely,
have to.
Yep. Right. Born and raised in New Mexico, so you have to love it here to stay this long, right?
Yeah. Love it.
We do a lot of boating. We have we live actually in Elephant Butte. This is kind of our midpoint between Las Cruces and Albuquerque, so we do that a lot. Being self-employed, we work a lot, so that's also one of my hobbies is working.
I laugh because we were talking about your hobbies, and I was like, well, all these sounds great, but what do you do for fun? Yeah, absolutely. But I definitely can relate. We work hard to play hard. So
absolutely.
I think a lake is a great place to do it. And I think New Mexico has some wonderful lakes, and I definitely encourage everyone to get outdoors and enjoy them.
That's right.
And definitely good weather. I guess I shouldn't say good weather, but crazy weather. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, good. Well, let's talk about Preferred Assisted Living. I'll kind of start it off just by saying I'm definitely glad you guys are on the show, because I think you guys are great because, for one, you're a small company, you're a local company. We were actually just talking right before the show that you guys are family-owned, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah, that's
right.
Great.
We are.
And you didn't just open yesterday. How long you guys been doing it?
No. So my business partner, who's also my husband, we've been in the business about 12 years, and we joined our other partner, Lynn Blake, who actually I was also related to, and she's been in the business about 20 years. So we've been around. We're not an open and shut business. You know, we've been here, and we're here for the duration. And like you said, we are locally owned, which is nice for our family members and our residents, because, you know, if something goes wrong, they just have to pick up the phone and call us. You know, they call us directly on our cell phone numbers, and we take care of business without having to go through a bunch of red tape. So that's nice.
That's what I was going to say. That's what's the beauty about lot of small companies, especially local companies, the buck stops right here across from me. I mean, that
right.
really, it's the truth. They don't have to go through any corporate level red tape. If they have a problem, that, you know, I'm assuming they call a manager first and then
sure.
call you. Of course,
sure.
of course. But, you know, I appreciate that for sure. And again, you might have said this, but you guys have been in business over 20 years combined.
Right.
Yeah. So kind of want to say you know what you're doing.
Yeah, we do. You know, we've been trial and error, like, you know, all businesses. And right. we kind of joke sometimes now when we, you know, talk about doing something and people are like, well, have you tried this? Probably. You know,
right. we probably have.
Right. We're a fine-tuned machine by now. So,
well, you need a lot of failures to be great. I mean,
that's correct.
It's the truth.
Right.
Well, and you're also a big advocate as well, too. We kind of talked to him. You do a lot of training, which we'll get more into later on in the show. But you know, you yourself, you love to train and you love to take care of your employees. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we do. My background is education. I was a teacher prior to this. And so that's one of the things that I do for our business is make sure that we have, you know, all of the up-to-date training. We do a lot of training. The state, of course, has its minimum requirements and we probably triple what those are. I do a lot of training also in the community for the Alzheimer's Association. I teach the Savvy Caregiving classes, which are 7-week, 2-hour-a-week classes for caregivers that are usually at home caring for a loved one. And we do that in Albuquerque, Las Cruces, TRC, Elephant Butte. So education really is my passion. And so I've just kind of carried that into this business.
I agree.
That's great.
Yeah. And it was funny you were talking about that Savvy Caregiver and training. Briefly, let's talk about that because we've talked
sure.
about it before in previous shows, but just in case we have some new listeners, let's kind of, I think it's such a great training. I always want people to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Savvy Caregiver Training is offered through the New Mexico Alzheimer's Association, and it is free of charge to anyone that wants to attend. And we actually, Preferred Assisted Living offers respite care during the training for free.
Great.
So if you're at home taking care of mom, what do I do with mom so I can go to this class? You can bring her to us. And we actually go to the Alzheimer's Association. We take our caregivers there, and they'll watch mom while you take the 2-hour class.
Wow.
Yeah, and the class itself is everything from defining the disease so that people really understand what is going on in their brain.
Right.
You know, diseases, there's a lot of diseases out there, and this one's kind of a... not a silent disease, but you can't see it per se.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone looks ill, you treat them like they're ill. You have compassion for their illness. Sometimes with Alzheimer's, that's difficult. So it's important that we train these people to understand that it is a disease of the brain. And so we go through that. And then it is really caregiving techniques on how to make life easier for the caregiver. That is the whole basis behind the Savvy Caregiver class, is that if we can teach them how to manage the person with Alzheimer's and keep them content and involved in tasks at home, that makes the caregiver's life a little bit easier if they can get that 15 minutes or 20 minutes to themselves. So that's really what we focus on.
Yes.
You bet. And support, I mean, support and understanding. I mean, understanding,
absolutely.
Of course, I think is so important, especially, we kind of talked about this before, especially people just, I guess, just starting to see maybe signs of dementia or even
right.
any kind of, you know, memory issues. This is such a great training.
It is.
So they can understand really kind of what we talked about. You were kind of giving me an example of, you know, a person that maybe, you know, why don't you tell me that example? You're saying now, you know, someone is looking for their mom. Or
oh, something. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good example.
Yeah, one of the things that we try to teach caregivers, both the ones that are caring for a loved one at home and our caregivers, you know, in our facilities, is that if you've got someone walking around and they're confused and maybe a little bit anxious and, you know, they're 85 years old and they're looking for, quote, mom.
Right.
You know, we all know that mom is no longer around. But instead of saying to them, oh, don't you remember your mom passed away in, you know, 1985, you say something simple like, oh, it sounds like you're talking about your mom. You're thinking about your mom. Tell me a little bit about her. And that causes them to kind of reminisce and start talking and gets them off of the confusion and agitated path that they were getting ready to head down.
Then that is so true.
Yeah,
honestly, the understanding and definitely, you know, strategic examples, but that's perfect as
right.
far as training. Yeah.
It goes a long way. Just that one little sentence can change your whole day.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Preferred. I know we've kind of jumped into the training because I'm a big advocate for it too. And I know, you know, our listeners, we get, you know, a lot of emails and a lot of questions as far as, you know, well, what do we do? How do we understand?
Right.
So, and I think that's such a big deal. But let's talk about Preferred Assisting Tell me about you guys. I know you guys have four homes here in Albuquerque, two in Las Cruces, one on its way.
Right.
Which is great. That's great. So why I wanted you guys on the show, we've definitely had some other people on the show with Assisted Living, and I love you guys because you guys are small.
Right.
You guys, we're talking residential homes, correct?
Exactly. Right. So we have here in Albuquerque, like I said, we have four homes. 15-bed is the largest facility that we will ever have.
That's great.
You can still be in a residential environment, a residential neighborhood. If you didn't know we were there, you wouldn't know we were there.
Exactly.
You walk into the home, it's like walking into your own home. You know, you have a living room and a dining room and bedrooms, and it's just homey. Mm-hmm. We have private and semi-private rooms. Some patients do better actually with a roommate. They can wake up in the middle of the night and be frightened, and just the presence of someone else there sometimes is you know, eases their mind. We have everything is just like living at home. There's no nurses stations. There's no long, confusing hallways where everything looks the same. And where's my bedroom? It looks like I'm in a hotel. And at certain stages of Alzheimer's, that's very important. And there is, you know, there's a time that the bigger facilities are fantastic for certain stages of Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
But there comes a time when the smaller the better. The smaller the environment, the better the person does.
Right.
Absolutely. And again, we kind of talked before the show that I've had some personal experience with some people that have lived in smaller homes, and it's been great. Honestly, we've visited homes, and it's a little house.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, you said facility, and I was like, well, it's definitely not a facility. I mean, they're
right.
They're houses. I mean, it's just like going to, you know, a house that has 10 grandmas living there.
That is exactly right.
It's grandmas. It smells like cookies. Cooking's good. Yeah, I mean, everything's real decorated, real nice. And
right.
Yeah, so I think it's such a great thing that, you know, we do have providers like you that have these homes in our community. I think it's important for our community, truthfully.
It is.
Yeah.
And we always tell people, you know, don't choose us first. Please look around. You know, nice. Go to your larger, your mid-size, your small. Everybody has different preferences. Mm-hmm. The thing that we like to stress, though, is for families to educate themselves about the disease and the stage that their loved one is in so they can make an informed decision when they are choosing a home.
Agreed.
That's
well,
great.
I know I'm getting the eyeball here to take a break here. So I tell you what, Tracy and Tammy, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL.
Summer is almost over, but the excitement at Isotopes Park is getting more dramatic with each day. The Isotopes are chasing a berth in the Pacific Coast League playoffs, and they have only 12 home games remaining in the regular season. The next homestand begins on Friday, August 11th, with a four-game series against Fresno, and the first 3,000 fans will receive backpacks courtesy of Wells Fargo. Get your tickets at abqisotopes.com. Albuquerque Isotopes Baseball, 15 seasons of family fun.
Did you know that there is a nonprofit speech and hearing center in Albuquerque?
Yes, Albuquerque Speech, Language, and Hearing Center. They have a program that helps people of all generations get new hearing aids.
That's right. It's called the Hearing Aid Bank. I'm going to their fundraising gala on August 11th. You should come with me.
On Friday, August 11th, Albuquerque Speech, Language, and Hearing Center is holding their 2017 fundraising gala at the Event Center at Sandia Golf Club. $65 per person or $600 for a table of 10. Go to aslhc.org or call 247-42. 224.
1050 KTBL has partnered with DaVita Medical Group New Mexico and Uber to help end DWI. Have a fun summer, and if you drink, take a ride on us by listening to this station for holiday and concert codes to get $10 off an Uber ride. Throughout the year, we'll announce special event codes that you can enter, and we'll pay up to $10 for your ride. This offer is for the first 150 people who use the code. Don't drink and drive. Take a ride on us. Together, we can end DWI.
It's a nasty, tough environment on the road out there. Alcoa DuraBright Evo wheels feature a patented surface treatment that stands stronger against tough conditions. It acts like a force field around your wheels to repel dirt. So when it's time to clean, a simple soap and water wash gets you back on the road. No painting or polishing. For the easiest to clean wheels ever, go to alcoawheels.com/DuraBright.
Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit them on our website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Tracy Ayers with Preferred Assisted Living and the beautiful homes they have here in Albuquerque and Las Cruces. And I'm sure there's going to be more because you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
But we talked about training so far, and we'll kind of get more into that because I know that's a big question for our listeners all the time. And but we started talking about your homes, and again, I just want to emphasize that these are smaller homes. These aren't facilities.
Right.
These aren't institutions. These are homes in our community. I think it's, and again, we kind of talked about this break. My whole soapbox thing is I think we need them in a community. I think it's a great thing,
right,
for us to embrace them, you know, all ages. And
agreed.
Yeah.
So they're all, like I said, residential care homes.
Couldn't even tell, right?
No,
absolutely. I drive by.
Tell.
I don't know whether that's my house, your house.
That's exactly right. That's just great. Look like any other home in the neighborhood. You know, you walk in and it's like any other home. You know, furnished very nicely. Big, large kitchens, home cooked meals. We actually use a great meal system. We have a nutritionist that writes all of our meals, all of our recipes, and things like that, so that we make sure that we serve everything nutritious, but everything is homemade. Our caregivers and our managers are the ones that make the meals.
Right.
You know, they know what the residents like, what they don't like, and if it's something that they don't like, we don't make that again. You know, so homemade desserts, that's one thing that these people love is dessert. You know,
who doesn't?
Yeah, right?
Who doesn't?
And I always say, you know, if I get to be 85 years old and I won't eat peas, but I'll eat chocolate cake, you better give me chocolate cake.
Right.
And so that's kind of, you know, what we do. We try to get them to eat as healthy as we can, but if all they'll eat is cake, then by golly, that's what they're getting. So
they deserve it. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Well, so that, and I'm glad we're talking about, well, not glad we're talking about food because now I'm hungry, but I'm glad we're talking about food. So we're talking three meals a day, snacks throughout the day, desserts, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We do, like I said, everything is fresh. We have a fabulous activities director who has raised gardens in the backyard. So they, in the summertime, they do some vegetables that we incorporate into our meals. You know, we involve the residents in the caring and the picking of them. And then, you know, a lot of the residents, women especially, this is what they did. You know, they prepared meals every day. So if we can include them in that process, then, you know, they're satisfied and they're happy to do it. And
that's great.
Just like a big happy family.
So back up here, because you said activities director. I got to say, that's a little bit different from what I hear a lot of small homes do.
Right.
So is that something you guys just decided to do?
It is. You know, it's in the small homes, one of the challenges that we face are being able to offer some of the amenities that the larger facilities have. And one of those things is activities. And we feel that it's very important. My pet peeve is to walk into any of our homes and to see a bunch of people parked around a television.
Right.
There's a time for that. They do like TV and we get that, but we don't want them doing it all day long. So we have an activities director that goes in and she's got things planned all the time at the houses. We have art classes. We bring in people that do yoga. We bring in musicians. She does, you know, arts and crafts things, a lot of gardening this time of year. The other thing that we do that is very unique, I think, in a small facility is that we have an outings program. And so once a week, our activities director and an assistant go to each location and actually takes the residents that are cognitively able and physically able to go out. And they might just go get ice cream, or they'll go to the museum, or they'll go to the zoo. And it has just been fantastic for our residents to be able to get out. You know, we understand that families, they struggle placing somebody. That's a very hard decision for someone to make. And then they have the guilt on top of that of, you know, gosh, I work 8 to 5. I have kids that have to go to soccer practice. When am I supposed to get mom out?
Right.
And, you know, what we tell them is, Your job is to make sure that your parents are being cared for and those things are being done, not necessarily that you're doing it.
Right. Right.
And so they're just thrilled that we're able to get mom out during the week, you know.
What's one of your favorite activities you can think of?
Oh, gosh. You know, they love to go to the bowling alley. They love it. They put those bumpers up and they just have, you know, a jolly old good time. Hey, they really
just
do.
Just for the record, I use those bumpers too.
Okay, well, you know, then you understand.
Yeah.
Fall is great. We take them to the pumpkin patches, the pumpkin festivals.
Oh,
you know, they
cool.
love stuff like that. They love the aquarium, the zoo. Just yeah. watching them enjoy something, it doesn't matter what it is, that makes it my favorite activity.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah, and honestly, it is surprising here that you guys have an outings program because, again, I think a lot of smaller companies that maybe have a house or two here in, you know, Albuquerque or elsewhere,
right.
they can't do that.
It's difficult.
It's difficult. They either, one, you know, lean on a family to get services elsewhere for day services,
right.
or their parents just don't get out, unfortunately.
Right.
So that is great. And honestly, I think that's a wonderful thing you guys are doing.
It's a huge plus.
Yeah, kudos for you guys. So, and your activities director does gardening? I'm going to have to
love that.
Get her number. So I need some help. I literally got one tomato.
She's multi-talented.
That is wonderful. So before the break, I kind of wanted to talk about, so walk us through, I guess, your home exactly. I kind of want our listeners kind of get a visual, and I know we're on the air, so, but give them a good, let's just walk through. I mean, nice front door.
Sure.
Hallway.
Yeah, you know, you walk through the front door, and we like to keep it as home-like as possible. We, of course, have regulations that we have to follow, so you're going to see the occasional fire extinguisher and, you know, some licensing and things hanging on the wall, which any facility or home you go into, you should be looking for those things,
right?
Of course.
I was just going to say that. I mean, honestly, As a child parent, or I guess that's how I say it, or a parent child, I would want to see that if my parents were living there. I want to see there's a fire extinguisher.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
15 people living there, staff. I want to make sure there's some safety precautions because, again, if a fire broke out, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a perfect example. So we have one of our homes. I met a lady, and she ended up putting her husband into our home. And after he passed, she and I were talking, and she said, you know, I have to tell you, when I initially got there, she said, I thought, gosh, you know, it's kind of sparse because I didn't see like a lot of, you know, big fancy coffee tables with, you know, trinkets and things on them, like her house was, things that she's had for 40 years. But she said, you spend some time here and you realize, oh, you know, people have to get through here in maybe a walker or a wheelchair, you know, so you're not going to see a lot of ornate furnishings and coffee tables with, you know, with trinkets on the, you know, but the furniture, we furnish them so it looks just like a home, you know, nice pictures on the wall, nice decor, music playing a lot. We use a lot of music, especially during mealtime. You know, one of our policies is to turn those televisions off during mealtime, get that music on. It really helps calm people. Where if there's not a lot of, you know, now you turn the news on and there's a lot of commotion, and it's just a lot for somebody with a cognitive impairment to deal with.
Well,
even
people without cognitive impairment.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys.
You get distracted and then. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
One of the things that you'll see in our home that some people ask, you know, just out of curiosity, why a red plate? So we serve all of our meals on red plates, and it's something, everything that we do is very well thought out and based on research. And one of the things with the red plates is, for example, if you serve someone a chicken breast and rice or potatoes on a white plate, people with cognitive impairment lose their depth perception, and their visual spatial relationships start to leave. They literally can't see the pile of white mashed potatoes on a white plate. So we try to use a lot of contrast.
Interesting.
If we're going to serve lasagna, that'll go on a white plate, but it won't go on a red plate. And so we do things like that. Yeah.
That's
so
great.
All those things are well thought out.
Now I got one for you. What about spaghetti? Ooh.
White plate.
White plate, but the spaghetti's white.
Red sauce.
That's good. Oh, that, you know, it's funny. That's interesting. I've actually never heard of that. So that's good to know. Yeah.
All those little things that
it is.
Can make a huge difference.
Right. So let's talk about services. So you guys specialize in memory care, dementia. Is that correct?
Correct. We do. And we are what we call a secure environment as opposed to an Alzheimer's unit or a dementia unit. So when you walk up to one of our houses, one thing that you'll see instead of a doorbell is a green button. And that green button, you press it and it releases, it's hooked to a magnetic door lock, and that allows you to walk in. But to get out, you have to have a code. But it allows our residents to have access to the entire house without feeling kind of confined to one area, right, where you'll see in some of these, you know, larger nursing homes that have units or whatever the case may be. So the homes are secure. We have, for our families, one of the things that we do is we use a software, a management system, to where we have a lot of families who live out of state, but mom lives here. And so maybe they work 8 to 5 and they live in Cincinnati, and you know, the time difference, and they can't reach somebody, a doctor, for example.
Right.
We have a system where they can log online and go to their mom's, I kind of laugh and call it their mom's private Facebook page, you know, and they can see up to the minute updates from the manager, medication changes. If the doctor came in that day and made a medication change, the family can see it, you know, in real time.
Great.
So that's been real useful for us as well.
That's really great.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing that?
Oh, gosh. Probably 10, 12 years from the get-go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Wow, that's pretty
good.
12
awesome.
Years ago, that's pretty ahead of its time. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's funny. As technology moves forward, I definitely welcome it because, again, we get stuff like that you know, only helps out.
So, oh, sure.
Some support services.
Yeah.
So you guys do. So I don't want to say, when I say you guys specialize, I don't want to say that's what you guys specialize in, but you don't need to have memory issues or, you know, or dementia. Is that correct?
That's correct. We also care for people, you know, post-stroke or maybe that have Parkinson's but don't have a cognitive impairment.
Right.
So physical ailments as well we care for, but probably 90% of our residents have cognitive impairment.
Well, I definitely want to talk about what those services look like. I do know we got to take a break here. So real quickly, let's get out that phone number so people can contact you and come by and look at a home.
Sure. If you can contact me directly at 505-269-4556.
4556.
Yes.
That sounds like a cell phone number.
You're
giving
it
out
is.
Your cell phone number.
I am. Locally owned.
Let me tell you, that's a support from an owner right there.
That's right.
That's excellent. And then how about a website for you?
Yes,
guys?
It's www.apalinc.com. That's APALINC.com.
Excellent. And of course, we'll talk. I know you guys are on Facebook, right?
Of course we are.
Right. We've got a lot of listeners on Facebook. So hopefully they can see some of these homes on Facebook, I'm assuming.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. We've got pictures of the homes, of all the activities and all the great things that we do there.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, we are going to take a break, so don't go away. You are listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Time for another sweet deal, gang. This time you can get one from the New Mexico Harvest Festival this Tuesday on our station website. We're going to give you 2 tickets to the New Mexico Harvest Festival Labor Day weekend, valued at $30 for just $15. Log on to our website this Tuesday at 9 a.m. and get your sweet deal. Lots of fun stuff going on at the New Mexico Harvest Festival Labor Day weekend at Balloon Fiesta Park, Saturday, September 2nd through Monday, September 4th. You can come by and sip, shop, and celebrate the grape harvest with New Mexico's top winery. wineries as they uncork over 100 of their finest wines for you to taste and take home. Take home is the key here. 100 of the finest wines you can take home. Life is amazing, isn't it? You can meet the winemakers and enjoy fine food and great live music in cool shade and comfort. The New Mexico Harvest Festival going on Labor Day weekend at Balloon Fiesta Park, Saturday, September 2nd through Monday, September 4th. Go to 1050talk.com and click the Sweet Deal logo right now. And don't miss our next Sweet Deal from Fresh Bistro.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on Superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS, 877-55-TEXAS, or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit them on their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A. homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Tracy Ayers with Preferred Assisted Living, and yes, she did just give out her cell phone number or whatever. That's good. That just, to me, shows you the kind of commitment she is as a business owner and the support that she offers with her company. Again, they've been doing this for over 20 years, and so they definitely know what they're doing. So apparently giving out her cell phone number, that's good. I mean, that's good. And I'm assuming can people call you about maybe that if they're interested in that training, that savvy caregiver training?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right. I can get them to the right, you know, depending on which location they're at, I can get them to the person that can register for them, register them for that. Yeah, they can absolutely call me.
And then, of course, they can call you, too, if they want to come just look at one of your homes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We really encourage people to do that before you need it.
And that's kind of what we were talking about before. And that's kind of our main thing of the show is, mm-hmm. you know, get these conversations going, do your research before.
Absolutely.
Kind of like you said earlier, I think it was 80% of, you know, most people moving in, it's an emergency situation.
Emergency. Yeah. Yeah, it's an emergency. They haven't had a chance to really process what's going on, and they have really no idea what's out there, and maybe just somebody threw them my phone number, which is great, but I might not be the right fit for them. And so, you know, we don't want to move somebody in that it's not the right fit. And you and I were talking about how we develop relationships with other places in town. You know, I can't serve everybody, and if somebody's not appropriate for us, you know, we'll refer them on to somebody that we think might be more appropriate for them.
Absolutely. And we're saying that during the break. It's wonderful that we have such a great business community, and we all work together. We're all not competitive.
Right.
And that's the whole point of it.
I mean, absolutely.
The point is quality services, good services, and good people we serve.
Right.
Exactly.
So let's talk, talking about services, let's talk about that, you know, the Alzheimer's. And again, you're laughing because I know I'm going to mess that word up. So, you know, I know our listeners are listening to the show like, oh, that Jason again with the Alzheimer's.
With the Alzheimer's.
There's no tea in Alzheimer's, Jason. But
that's all right.
But so tell me, I know you're real passionate about this in memory care and dementia. And why is that?
I really am. You know, not only is this what we do for a living, obviously, but I also serve on the advisory board for the New Mexico Alzheimer's Association. I am very passionate about it. It is something that, you know, this disease is growing, and everyone truly is affected by it. You'd be hard pressed to have a conversation with someone that doesn't know someone that has some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right.
So, you know, the more people we meet that need help, the more I feel like we need to do.
Right. That's and you do you sit on a board. That's great.
I do. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
That's wonderful. So you guys, I'm assuming, doing a lot of fundraisers. Which
we are. This is walk season, so all of the Alzheimer's walks are coming up. I'll make a plug for that real quick. They start here the end of August and run through October. We're actually working with Melissa Spears over at Northridge this week. We've got a big cupcakes and cocktails fundraiser Friday night from 3 to 5. It's a Cupcake Wars style cupcake baking contest, and
That's fun.
So we do a lot of fundraising this time of year.
That's awesome.
I definitely love food competition. And I know you guys have done a dancing gala, you know, the association.
Oh, yeah.
That was wonderful.
What a big one this year.
You guys do some great stuff, and I'm glad to see you're such a big advocate as well as a business owner, and, you know, providing services.
Yeah, so, it's important to give back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when it comes to savvy caregiver training and, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that's so important. So, you know, as far as, you know, let's talk about training, staff training. I mean, I definitely want people to get an idea, you know, just because they're in a residential setting in a, you know.
Right.
You got staff that are trained. You got staff that are background checked.
Absolutely.
This is a big deal.
Really,
yeah. Absolutely.
We're regulated by everybody.
Yeah. That's
which is a good thing. It really is. You know, it kind of makes you stay on your toes. And staff training, the Department of Health has its minimum regulations. And like I mentioned earlier, we probably do 3 times that amount. We do background check everybody before they ever start. That's super important to do. We have
That's okay. No, you guys and you guys do a lot of good trainings. I do know that. I guess what I'm trying to say is I know there's sometimes there could be private companies out there that don't have this stuff, don't train their employees, or don't.
Sure.
I've even heard of horror stories of people not having background checks. I think it's important, especially, you know, when you have staff. You know, I know you probably view this as well. I view it, that's their home. It's not the staff's home. It's the resident's home.
That's
and you got staff members working in their home. So I think,
that's what we always tell them. Yeah. You know, when you're a visitor here, when you work here, these are people's home. This is where they live, and you have to respect it, you know, like their home. And, you know, caregivers in general have big, huge hearts. They don't get rich in this business. You know, they have a passion for what they do. And, you know, they are always, they're glad to learn things when we've got some kind of new training. You know, nobody rumbles and grumbles about having to do it. If it's going to make their residents' lives better, then they're all about it.
And also caregiving easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's wonderful. No, and what's funny, so, and you guys say to a cook, so is this, you guys don't have like a chef, right? You guys have like someone that just
follows. We don't. Yeah. Good. Some of the larger places do, you know, because they have, you know, 400 people that they're cooking for. We have 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you need a chef if you're serving 400 people.
Yeah. But we have 2 to 3 staff during the day with our 15 residents. And so one of that staff member's responsibilities is doing the cooking. And we don't, it's not set in stone who does it. A lot of times that's some people. Cooking is not their forte, so we don't want them cooking.
The reason I'm getting at that, and the reason I'm pointing out is I love it, is because, again, it's a home feel. I don't have a chef at my house.
Right.
You know, although my wife is a pretty good cook.
right.
But I guess I don't have a paid chef at my house.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's great. I think your guys' places run like a house. It's just a big house.
That's exactly right.
And I think that's wonderful. And I think it's such a wonderful thing. And I definitely would recommend our listeners going in there. And again,
thank you.
Maybe we should let's get your phone number out there again in case anybody wants to call, even kind of questions of how you guys operate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
505-269-4556.
And I know we talked about you guys are on Facebook. I know.
Good. We are. We post pictures all the time of, you know, all the things that our residents do. And we have parties, you know, birthday parties a lot every month. We just had a birthday party for a lady in Las Cruces who turned 101.
You're kidding.
No. Wow. So that was, that was a great party.
How fun.
That's funny. Yeah, 101. So she's had 101 birthdays. That's
101.
Crazy.
101.
Yeah,
I know.
Great.
I know.
I've been through this before. Is it?
right. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's amazing.
So I'm assuming do you guys have like a Halloween parties or any of that kind of
stuff? We celebrate every holiday. And on top of the holidays, we have what we call armchair traveling every month. And so our activities director will pick out a location, let's say Hawaii.
Right.
And she'll decorate the house up and we'll do, you know, Hawaii themed music and food. And they just kind of quote unquote travel to Hawaii. And a lot of them have been there, or we just did a Disneyland one and it was great because they would reminisce about when they took their kids to Disneyland. And
how great.
Yeah. So that's a ton of fun. Something that we do.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Hawaii part. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, I know, you know, we keep talking about hopefully with all our guests that we're going to have someday a cook-off, and hopefully I'll have you guys participate.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Definitely, which I would laugh if you guys won and we have all these chefs on board.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Which I'm sure you guys have good food. Yeah.
Yep.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, so do you guys plan on doing more houses in Albuquerque? Where are you guys focusing at?
Right now we're actually focusing in Las Cruces. We're pretty set here in Albuquerque. You know, as you know, there's a lot of homes here in Albuquerque.
Of course, absolutely.
Las Cruces was really kind of lacking in the smaller residential home setting. There was a lot of, you know, 45 to 150 beds, but not a lot of 15. So we've had one there for about 10 years already.
Wow.
We have one that we just opened about 9 months ago, and we have another one being built right now, but all 15 bed.
Wow. So being built. So that just kind of gives our listeners an idea that, you know, we're also talking a new home. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. So
it's been fun. These are the first two that we've gotten to build from the ground up.
Right.
You know, so we've kind of taken what we've learned and put it into those homes. And yeah, they're absolutely great facilities. Yeah.
That's a good idea. So when you build a home, I'm assuming, like you said, you can say, hey, we want ramps here. We want things lower here, higher here. We want doorways. I mean,
what works and what doesn't work by now.
That's great. But yet, like you said, it looks like a regular house.
I mean, absolutely.
Just love it. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, that is just awesome.
And we talked about it. I know that there's a lot in Albuquerque, and, you know, and so glad you guys are the first ones on the show, and we're so glad you guys are on the show talking about it. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been wonderful. So do you guys have more at the association? You guys do some more stuff with the association? I mean,
yeah, we do. I jokingly call it my free full-time job. So we do, you know, we do a lot of stuff with the association. And the main reason that, especially the Savvy Caregiving class, again, because we just feel that it's so important to educate family members about their loved one's disease. It makes their job easier. It makes life easier on the resident, and it makes life easier for us if they understand kind of why mom is doing the things that she's doing.
Right.
Because, you know, we say if you've seen one person with Alzheimer's, you've seen one person with Alzheimer's because everybody's different.
So
that education is super important. And, you know, we do things like when we admit a new patient, we assign a one-on-one caregiver to them for the first week for several hours during the day, just so that they have that familiar face. It's a transition and it can be scary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we do everything that we can to kind of get them settled into their new home. And, you know, and we tell the family, we'd love for you to come and visit, but let's play it by ear. Maybe not every day in the beginning.
Right. You know? It's confusing quick.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's part of educating the family on what works and what doesn't.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's great. And I'm so glad you're involved. I'm thinking of myself as you're telling me this. I'm like, well, how does she do it all? I'm exhausted listening. How much?
Yeah, my kids are grown, luckily, so that's, I don't have little kids at home. So, you know, and I guess I have been called a workaholic before, probably.
That's funny. Well, hopefully, you know, I know you got, you know, family members or all your business partners, stuff, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah,
I love
it. It's great.
You know, local family owned companies for sure. Well, I tell you what, I do want to talk more a little bit about, you know, the Alzheimer's and kind of service you guys provide when we come back. So don't go away. You are listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5959 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5959.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BullandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called DinoVite.
DinoVite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a DinoVite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite .com.
Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Tammy and Tracy Ayers with Ayers. See, I already messed it up. See, I tell you. Tracy Ayers with the Preferred Assisted Living and the wonderful services you guys provide. And again, I'll start off just saying, just in case someone's just starting to listen, you guys are a smaller home provider,
right,
in assisted living, which I love. It's in a community, everyone's community.
Right.
They're just regular homes. You guys have, you know, up to 15 people living there with staff, and it's a wonderful house. Like, I always like to picture, and I think I said it earlier, it's like 15 grandmas living
there. Yeah.
Yeah, 15 grandmas with cookies in the background. And again, it's not a facility. It's not an institution. It's a home.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't want their parents to just, you know, and then we'll go over this, you know, age in place in a home.
Sure.
You know, so absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I guess talking about age in place, let's talk about that a little. And again, it's something that I love. And I'll start it off by kind of what we were talking about during the break. You kind of see people when they move into bigger facilities, And again, I'll start talking about different models of independent living, you know.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, they need some extra help. Well, now they got to pick up and move to assisted living.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, now they're having, you know, memory care issues. So now they're picking up and moving to a memory care place.
Right.
So, I mean, honestly, you could almost see five moves, you know.
Yeah, you
five,
could.
Four moves, yeah. I mean, again, I know that's probably an extreme case.
But, yeah.
But I guess what I mean is, I don't know about you, but, I, you know, when I'm at a place where I want to get help or not get help, but, you know, have services, I want to make sure, I don't want to move.
Right, you're not going to want to be moving.
That's very important. One of the things that when people call to inquire about our services, you know, we always tell them that as they're looking around to make certain that wherever they're moving their loved one, that it's someone that can provide services all the way through the end of life. You don't want to get that phone call once you've made this decision, which is a very hard decision to make. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get that phone call that says, you know, I know your mom's been here for 6 months, but her illness has progressed and we really can no longer do anything for her. She needs to move to another level. So we try to bring services in from the outside and do everything that we can to make them stay where they're at all the way through end of life.
I think that's great because the move is so disruptive.
It is.
And it's scary and
right.
I mean,
right. And I agree. I think, you know, as we know, just changing environments is tough. I mean, it's just tough on everybody.
It is.
You
right.
know,
it
tough
is.
On the family, tough on, of course, you know, the resident. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, first and foremost. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So no, that's great. I mean, I love it. So, I mean, so if there is times when you guys, and again, I already know the question and answer to this, but there is times you guys cannot serve, you know, a certain person at a certain time, you guys call in, you know, other agencies or help from other people.
Absolutely.
Come in
and help. Yeah. If we have someone that's having, let's say, some fall issues, you know, we'll enlist the help of a home health to come right. out and do some kind of maybe some physical therapy or, right. you know, and when the time comes, we enlist the help of different hospice companies. That way they can remain comfortably in what they now call home.
That's great.
That's
absolutely.
Great.
That's great. And, you know, talking about you and I shouldn't say you, but preferred assisted living versus a huge facility. This is me, I guess, speculating. I think you guys got better staffing ratios, of course, because you only have 15 people there. So
right,
you automatically
right.
get better staffing ratios. Yeah. So
sure, sure. And it's a smaller environment. And so, you know, you have 2 to 3 staff members and 15 residents. You've got your eyes on people pretty good amount of the time, you know. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the things that we pride ourselves on.
I agree. And I think that's a great thing comparatively to a huge place that has 150 residents.
Right.
And again, I want to make sure that we emphasize it. There's definitely a place for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everyone's
absolutely.
Everybody needs different services.
Right.
Just the way it is.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. So, and you guys do and I know, you know, being on the board of the Alzheimer's Association, there goes the Alzheimer's.
There's the word.
I know. Now, it's funny. You're on the board. You're probably cringing over there like, who this guy can't even get it right. But I know you guys do a lot of fundraising and I know you're real active on that, you know, with your business as well, too.
Right.
And one thing you mentioned. Which I thought was interesting. We didn't talk about at the beginning of the show when we were talking about you. Was a, you know, you lived in Hatch, and so you have a pretty big connection to, of course, green
right.
chili. Everyone's
green,
favorite.
Right.
Green
Everybody
chili.
Loves green chili. So yeah. Last year we started the kind of the annual green chili fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Walk, and last year we actually roasted it ourselves. We won't be doing that this year. However, we will be selling chopped, frozen. 5-pound packages of green chili at a great price. So if anybody's interested and wants to order your green chili and benefit the Alzheimer's Association, call me at 269-4556.
Wow, you guys chop it too?
Well, yeah. We don't personally chop it. We have a hookup in Hatch. We have a packaging company there that's doing it for us this year.
So walk me through this roast. You guys were actually roasting this yourself. I mean, I could only imagine.
We did. We had chili roasters on flatbed trailers in the parking lot in Las Cruces. We roasted till 11 o'clock at night in the rain and then continued on the next day. It was a huge success. It was a ton of fun for those that weren't doing all the work, but but we just decided we would be a little bit more successful and do it a little differently this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I look forward to that this year. I will be a part of that.
Well, great. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
So let's get your phone number out one more time. So again, so people want to go look at preferred assisted living homes and check it out. What's that phone number again?
505-269-4556.
And your website one more time again?
www.apalinc, that's APAL, www.inc.com.
And of course, you know, the Facebook. You're on the Facebook.
Yep, there's a link from our website to Facebook. Yep.
Now, I do sound like a grandpa. And I
said, the Facebook.
The Facebook. Like, it's not called the Facebook yet. It's right. Facebook. and again, that's a great place to kind of keep update. You know, they can follow what kind of fundraising you guys do. They can see what your residents are doing. I think that's great. Yep. Absolutely.
We use that a lot.
Yeah, it's big for us too. Well, and again, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the show. And talking about preferred assisted living, and would definitely look forward to, you know, having you guys on the show again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Tammy, thank you so much for keeping us in line today.
Absolutely. It's a tough job.
Well, that is the end of our show, and I want to thank everyone for listening and our sponsor, Mariposa Home Health. I'm your host, Jace McDermott. Please listen in next Saturday as well as every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we discuss the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. Thank you so much and have a good day.
KKOB's Talk Partners, 1050, KTBL, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque. A Cumulus station.
U.S. Marines missing off Australia. Professor arrested in murder case. I'm Christopher.